Some of the trees around where we live, I don't know whether they're going to survive because we live next to Point Pleasant Park, and where there are a lot of pileated woodpeckers. And many of the trees on the streets next to the park, etc., there's huge piles of chipped wood at the base of these trees. I don't know whether they're practicing because I haven't seen them nesting in any of these holes. So anyway, that was interesting. We have a neighbor who maybe in the last week or so got up early in the morning in our block, and she looked out in her back garden, and there were nine deer bedded down in her back on her back lawn. And she went on with her breakfast and whatever, and of course she came back and looked out again, they were gone. Anyway, those are my nature notes.
Anybody else? Come on up, Leslie. Your time.
I will. Andrew Hebda can have his beavers. I have a place in Albany New, which is down near Kejimkujik Park. And I was there this past weekend. And anybody who likes to play pickup sticks are more than welcome to come to the property. The little critters have decimated a certain amount of my trees. They're down on the river edge in pieces. The beaver, they will take the branch or the small trees down to the river, and they'll eat the bark, and then they leave the stick behind. I must admit, it makes for good kindling wood because it's good. It only takes about 6 months to dry. But who gets to pick up the pieces? They certainly don't. Anyway, and then yesterday, just before coming home, I looked out over the river. It was pretty dull and not very interesting, except for the rhodora. The rhodora is out, and it made the landscape look a little happy. But floating up, no, I guess they weren't floating, paddling up the river were little ducklings. There were six of them. And I don't know, it was too dull out to actually see them, and I didn't have binoculars, but they're only about a week old, all by themselves. And they're just wee little things. And I thought, oh my gosh, some eagle or something is going to see them there. I didn't see Mama and Papa, but these little ones just nonchalantly paddled up the river. And then just as I was leaving, I saw Mother and Father, and I was sort of pleased that they were keeping an eye on these little ones, but I've never seen little ones by themselves before. It's usually that they're very close to the parents. And then we have Canada geese. And we have seven little goslings that have nested quite close to my place. They're on the neighbor's place, and the neighbors are not very happy with these little things because they've been eating their lawn. And my neighbors are ones that like to see a nice, lush green lawn in the middle of the countryside, down by the river. And well, the geese like this, and that's where they're going to be. Anyway, that's my stories.
Anybody want to follow that up?
There's no way I can follow this up.
Okay. Are you coming up?
I'll try. We'll push. Okay, one bird. I was trying to get ready for birds this evening, so
come on up so we get your little face on.
Oh good Lord. So one thing I can recognize is a hummingbird. So we've done, so far the only ones I've had are the males, and I'm wondering how many people do put out hummingbird feeders because I think they're a lot of fun. Now also, I've had a variety of birds. I'm afraid I do feed the other birds too. I'm not sure we're supposed to be, but anyway, I do have a hairy woodpecker. I also have American goldfinch. And I think I have a variety of other things. And I tried using the sound on iNet on Merlin. Has anybody used that? Because mm-hmm. they have me coming up with about six different things, which could be. But when I listened to the sound, all I heard are little cheeps. So does anybody have any advice on how to verify? Or, I mean, can it really tell one of these birds from another?
In theory.
That's what I wondered.
Will even identify when someone next to you is playing the bird, it will come up on your phone. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. If it's fairly sure, it'll give you a check mark in the little blue dot. If it's not sure, then it's a guess on their part too.
Well, all it says is this your bird? Question mark. And I thought, well, I don't know.
Okay. Did you have something, Max?
Yes.
Come on up. Get your little face in.
One day I was walking and I saw three deer, two young one and an old one. The two young one came to me and I started touching them. All of a sudden, the old one made its sound and they ran away.
We have one more coming.
Forget when, I've missed the last couple meetings, but the beaver at Cranberry Lake is still there. So saw him, the last time I saw him was in the fall and I've seen him this spring, so over the last couple months. And this past weekend, I battled coltsfoot in our gardens. And I'm kind of curious if anyone has done this themselves, but it's invasive. I heard that they're all connected. So when you see them coming up, they're connected to each other. And when I got down in the soil, there was a root, like, yeah, it was so thick. And after battling with this thing, I was exhausted. So anyway, hearing stuff about how gardening, you can burn like a lot of calories. Like I pulled that thing out of the ground and anyway, I probably didn't get rid of it, but it was fascinating. I just want to learn a little more about coltsfoot and why it's in a certain spot in our yard and not in other spots. I don't know. yeah, and that's okay. And that's it for me.
Is there anybody else? Okay, I got a couple of points. One, we do have a doe and a couple of last year's young in the yard. The young are both going to be bucks. They've got little knobs on them that are about that long right now. So I assume once they get a little older, they'll leave the area. And I assume she won't have any this year. I don't know. Anyhow, I can give you a list of plants they like if you'd like. You know, most of ours have nets around them now. And we also have a little pond in the backyard that's no bigger than half that screen. And we've had a pair of mallards hanging around now for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And we have them every year. But I read up on them a little bit and they don't stick with the same partner year to year. So I don't know if she's bringing a new male back, or if the male is bringing a new female back, or what's happening. But, you know, from what I read, you can tell me this, but apparently they pair up very late fall, early winter, and he'll stay with her until the nest is made, and then he has summer to lounge around. Yeah, that's exactly right. But I assumed, wrongly, That really she should be out looking for a place to have a nest right now. It doesn't look like she has any intentions of it. They've talked and she wants the summer off too, I guess. I don't know. Anyhow, that's as far as I have. But yeah, the deer will make a mess of things. You better decide that you just as soon see the deer as eat the beans, because you can't do both.
Could you ask, why do deer not eat goat weed? They'll eat everything,
no.
But they won't eat goat weed.
Sorry, can't help you. Speaking of the beavers, if anybody was at Belcher's Marsh on the last walk, there were we were told there was two beaver dens in the pond, the marsh. We only saw one, but there was any amount of evidence of beaver cuttings, and a lot of it was birch.
I saw two.
Two dens,
yeah,
two lodges. Okay.
Yeah, I saw the two of them.
Okay, we all got that. There are two. And that's it as far as nature goes. The only thing left we've got is announcements. They're a little, one of them's a little different to